Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
This month marks the 34th anniversary of two mine explosions in Letcher County, Kentucky. On March 9, 1976, 15 miners died at the Scotia Mine near Eola. 2 days later, a second explosion there killed 11, eight miners and three mine inspectors. On the anniversary of the first explosion, some 300 people gathered at Scotia to dedicate a monument to the fallen workers. One of these was Dr. Gregory Wagner of the Mine Safety and Health Administration, a longtime advocate for miners' health and safety.
Now, I'm really honored to be here and appreciate the kind introduction. I think what's missing from the introduction was where I was both when the disaster occurred. I was up in Boston, and the world did stand still. All eyes did turn to here, including mine. As busy as everyone was, people focused. And part of that focus actually brought me to Cabin Creek in West Virginia, where I worked at a comprehensive medical clinic and started the first comprehensive respiratory disease program for coal miners who were living in that area so that they wouldn't suffer and their families wouldn't suffer from black lung. The path from there eventually brought me here, and I really, again, am honored and appreciate the opportunity to say a few words as part of this important ceremony. We are here today to dedicate an historical commemorative marker. But we're really here for more than that. We're here to remember, to honor men who died, to remember an event, remember why it happened, and to make sure that it doesn't happen again. You've heard the story, you know the story. 34 years ago today, 15 men died in the first of two explosions at the Scotia Mine. 2 days later, 11 more men were killed at the mine. Among those were three federal mine inspectors. That disaster changed the lives of everyone. Everyone here, certainly. Everyone who lived through it, lost friends, lost family members, lost members of the community. And the facts about this are really pretty cold. Inadequate ventilation resulted in an explosive mix of methane. Mining continued. The resulting explosion killed nine men, and six more who were waiting for rescue died while they waited. 2 days later, 11 more men, including three federal mine inspectors, were killed in another explosion inside the mine as they went to begin repairs in the damaged mine. So those are the facts, but the facts can't convey the human toll and anguish, grief, pain, and devastation felt by families, the community, the loss of those 26 lives. Half of the 26 men who were killed in the two explosions were in their 20s. Now, 34 years later, they'd be in their 50s, perhaps their early 60s, young enough to appreciate the adults that their children have been, to play with their grandchildren, to work, to travel. Some would be healthy. Some would be disabled from mining injuries. Some would have escaped injuries only to suffer from black lung, but most would still be alive. The men who died left you. They left wives, families, children, mothers, fathers, friends, fellow miners, colleagues. They left great and gaping holes in the lives of those who loved them and in the communities to which they belonged. They died working to provide for their families, working to build the country, working to power the engines that run the economy, to build a better future for themselves, their families, and their communities. What we know about their unfinished stories, and I tried to read what I could before coming, is really touches our hearts. Some were Vietnam veterans who survived that time in Southeast Asia only to come back here and die. Many were related to each other by blood or marriage and shared experiences and lives. Now, remembering brings pain, and I see the pain in the room. Painful memories are strong. We're told the time heals and it's best to move on, but nonetheless, we're here remembering. Now, I have to say that I don't think families and friends and the communities here needs an historical marker to remember. Despite the time, the lives are remembered by you here. So it's really not the families and friends and communities that need a marker to remember. It's the rest of us. We all need to remember not only the men, not only the event, but why it happened. The explosions and deaths were caused by poor decisions, decisions to keep mining with inadequate air. Production took priority over the lives of the miners producing the coal. And so we dedicate this historical marker so that all of us remember this lesson. There's a philosopher, George Santayana, who once wrote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." None of us wants to repeat the lesson of Scotia. What we do at the Mine Safety and Health Administration, we do because we remember the past and we're committed to avoiding its repetition. We try to learn and to remember and to apply the painful lessons from Scotia and use those lessons to protect miners today. We're committed to bringing an end to the need for memorials like this. MSHA inspectors go into the same mines as the miners enter every day. Their commitment and dedication to our mission certainly inspires me. MSHA inspectors spend their careers, their lives, and sometimes give their lives like they did here at Scotia, and as they recently did in Utah, in service to the belief, the certainty that we can end fatal accidents in America's mines. I promise you, we will continue the fight to work every day to eliminate the causes of injuries, illnesses, and fatal accidents in mining. But MSHA inspectors aren't in the mine every day. They aren't in every mine. So we're here dedicating this memorial, hoping that all miners will remember the lessons of Scotia. So the next time there's a choice to be made, it's the right choice, a choice that permits each miner to return home at the end of every shift as able and healthy as they were when they started the day. Thank you very much.
Dr. Gregory Wagner, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy at the Mine Safety and Health Administration. He spoke at the dedication of a memorial to the miners who died on March 9th and 11th, 1976. Reporting for WMMT in Whitesburg, Kentucky, I'm Rich Kirby.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.